Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a bright, shiny day in the studio because sunshine is back. At least a portion of him. The shell of his former self is barely awake, but Barry Laminack is in studio with Nick and myself. It's a Tuesday. It's The Usual Suspects. What's
it
up, fellas?
Feels good to be home.
You sound like you woke up 5 minutes ago, sir.
I am operating on about an hour and a half of sleep. I left Portland. Okay, long day, first of all. When I got done with the show, they were nice enough at that station out there to let me have a cube to just hang out in for a while. And then I was like, all right.
Did you tell AJ?
Why?
Because, yeah, that was a big point of contention with him, that he had to go to a cube last week because interns were taking up every spare bit of space.
I feel like he's a lot like me. If he doesn't have anything to bitch about, he's not happy about that.
Isolate that. All right, go ahead.
So I was hanging out in a cube, and I was like, oh, crap, that's right. Monday Night Football starts at 5:30 out here. So I hopped the train and just went to – I couldn't find a sports bar. I was trying to find something like a local – but I couldn't find anything that, I don't know. So I just went to Buffalo Wild Wings and just sat there until like 9:30. So, yeah, I watched the whole game. And then maybe this happens to you, I don't know. But I was sitting by myself, minding my own business. And there's a dude at the next table across from me. Like, he can see me and I can see him, right? We're almost facing each other, but not at the same table.
Okay.
And he keeps trying to talk to me.
From across the tables?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to talk to you, bro. I don't know you. He'd be like, man, Eli Manning's trash, huh? And I was looking. The TV was behind him. Mm-hmm. So I would just look at the TV and ignore him. And I wouldn't say anything. He'd be like, right? And I would just... And I know he knew I could hear him. But I was like, I'm not talking to you, man. I don't want to talk. And then he would get on the phone and loud talk to his friends about football. And I was just like... Man, he's just one of those dudes that always has to be talking, always has to have something to say, and always has to, like, be the center of attention. I was like, I don't...
A complete disregard of annoying people and stuff like that.
Essentially, you were watching the game with Trey.
Trey's not like that. Trey is always talking, but I don't feel like Trey has to be the center of attention. But,
indirectly.
So I board the train finally. I'm like, all right, well, I'm gonna go to the airport and wait at 9:30 because you can. Well, at 8:30. I was there 5:30 to 8:30, and then I get on the train. And as my parting shot for Portland, I was lucky enough to watch a homeless chick eat a tube of toothpaste. So
I saw you tweet that. That's crazy.
That was
like she consumed
it. Just sitting there.
She didn't throw it up.
That's disgusting.
Just. Eating toothpaste.
Ugh. What is the purpose in doing that?
I have no idea. No clue. She just sat there like eating a tube of toothpaste.
What kind of toothpaste?
I hear homeless people eat dog food because they still get nutrition out of it and it's cheap.
Huh?
Yeah. But not toothpaste, yes.
I did see someone.
College kids do it too.
Eat dog food?
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yep.
What's the moral of the story here? Don't go to college.
No, the moral of the story is learn that ramen noodles are cheaper.
I was just going to say, like, there's so many alternatives.
There's got
to
be human food you could buy for the same cost as dog food. Why would you do that?
The only dog food I've ever seen that was edible was somebody pitching it to the Shark Tank people on TV, and apparently it was completely edible then.
Yeah, but can you call it dog food? If people can eat it, it's just people food that you're also targeting dogs with.
Bro, if it says point, Purina or Blue Buffalo on the label.
No, but I'm saying he said that there was dog food that people could eat. I feel like that would just be people food for dogs.
Yeah.
And that's did they all pass on that stupid-ass idea? Or did it get picked up?
I actually think they really thought it was a good idea, but they didn't invest in it. It was apparently like a really, they were hungry. Like Mark Cuban was dying to try it.
You're basically just selling food. And for that reason, I'm out.
Well done. Well played there, sir.
Anyway, so I get to watch this chick eat toothpaste, get to the airport, no problems, get on the, so now with Frontier, they're a lot like Spirit in that they suck. They're notorious for sucking and they'll nickel and dime you to death. And so I was like, you know, they charge you to pick your seat. Did you know that?
That's ridiculous.
So if you want to pick your seat, it's anywhere from $12 to $30.
Oh, get the... okay. All right. Ooh, it's anywhere, what I was doing.
It's anywhere from $12 to $30 to choose which seat you want to sit in.
So they're nickel and diamond like Spirit.
To death. Yes. Exactly. I mean, Frontier and Spirit, they might as well be. They're like sister airlines. So cheap-ass sisters. So I walked up to the counter. I was like, ma'am, I don't know how full this flight is, but I had an aisle seat, and it's 11:40 at night, which is, 1:40 in the morning in Houston time. So I knew I was going to try to sleep on the plane. So I was like, ma'am, could you maybe switch me to a window seat? Because I'm thinking, if I could get a window seat out of this, at least I can lay on the window and maybe get some sleep. Mm-hmm. She was like, yeah, no problem. So she gives me my window seat. And I moved from row 23 to row 7. So at least I'm off the plane early, too. So I was like, that's cool. Get on the plane by myself. I'm sitting in the row. All of a sudden, okay, everybody's on board. We're going to close. I had the whole row.
Oh, that's great.
To myself.
That's a score.
And
right
I was
there.
Like, oh, thank you, traveling Jesus. This is the best thing ever. Here's what I was worried. I tried to lay down. I mean, it was so uncomfortable. Because, you know, the seats don't recline either.
On the entire plane.
What crock? They don't recline. At least the armrests go up. So if there is nobody on your row,
Did you have coupons or something?
No, cheap.
It's just cheap. Yeah, I'm glad you're telling us about this experience because I was considering Frontier once.
I'll tell you how. If I find the email, I'll find it during the break.
Not to interrupt your story, but just
No. It's okay. I gotta find you what the cost of the flight is. My flight was less than the taxes coming back. That's how cheap they are. But you get what you pay for, you know. So I was kind of worried though because I was like, I was comfortable. I was like, they're gonna come and either wake me up. They're like, sir, I'm sorry. We just can't have you happy and enjoying your flight. That's not the point of this. You have to be uncomfortable and miserable, and you look like you're enjoying a nap right now. Can you please wake up or give me $20? Like I kind of thought one of those two things was going to happen, but
well, because I'm waiting. Did she left she on moved time? You, right, she moved you.
No, at the gate. I asked at the gate if I could. So she had given me a new seat.
Did she
to an empty row?
Charge you for it?
No.
Good.
So I was like, man, I've got nothing but great things to say about Frontier and Spirit other than they're cheap. But both flights up there and back left on time, arrived early, got my bags right on time, and I was good to go. So shout out to them. It was dope.
That's great.
I forgot to tell you guys, you know, we talk about ghosts on this show on occasion. I know.
Yeah, we have.
I forgot to tell you all my ghost story from Portland. It was insane. So this club called Harvey's a lot of stuff in Portland has a basement, as you know. Mm-hmm. There's underground tunnels similar to what Houston has, but they're old. And so in downtown, there was an underground tunnel system that they have since filled in. All right. So it's not, you can't go everywhere. Mm. So in Harvey's, apparently their basement is known to be haunted. So I asked the bartender, his dude named Eric, I was like, is the basement really haunted? He goes, I'm not going to say I've ever seen anything, but it's creepy. And I was like, really? I was like, will you take me down there? He's like, yeah, no problem. So then all the other comics wanted to go. Then there was a couple at the bar that wanted to go. So
why would you want to go down there?
So he ends up doing a ghost tour, basically.
What's it going to do, beat your ass?
Yeah, what are you worried about?
It's a ghost.
So you go down these steps, and then what they've done is... they when they were excavating the building, they found a bunch of old artifacts. And I was like, ooh, that's what's haunted. I've watched enough ghost stories to know that the artifacts can be haunted. So they have them in these big display cases, these really old artifacts and relics and stuff. And so I'm like taking pictures of it and I'm videoing. And then I start walking around and this is sprawling. Like this, it's a big basement and it's creepy down there. And I wasn't feeling weird until I got to like this backside where it's real isolated. And then I like I started feeling weird. Like, I was just like, man, something doesn't feel right. So the guy shows us around, and then I go way off into the back. Like I'm going under these little tunnels, and you have to duck because they're
the
old.
What's wrong with you?
I wanted to check it out. If I'm going to go on,
you're
look,
just randomly walking around in a
no
place you don't know.
No way I would volunteer for this.
I recorded
no way.
It all too. So
what are you, the Blair Witch?
Yeah. So I go and I check all this out, right? And then the guy was like I left the whole group. I'm by myself. Then I was thinking, they're going to lock me in here. I better get up there, right? So then he comes and finds me. He goes, what are you doing? I was like, I wanted to see how far this goes down and around. He goes, well, come on, let's go check it out. So we're walking around, and we go way off, you know, into this thing. And then we're coming back, and I'm looking at different things. And he kind of goes up ahead, and he turns the lights off. And I freaked out. I was like, whoa! Whoa! And he turns the lights like, ha, just kidding. Then he goes upstairs. So I was the only one in the basement, right? And I was recording. And right when I get to the stairs, I stopped recording. I took some pictures of those relics. And as I'm walking up the stairs, I hear. And I was like. I turned around. As
How
soon,
loud?
Pretty loud. If I'm going to try to do it. No. It wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. It was like a chick whispering. It was like. It sounded just like that. And at first, I thought it was the stairs creaking. So I didn't know. It sounded like a whisper. And as soon as I heard it, I turned around because I thought the headliner, Crystal, since it was a woman's voice, I thought she was still in the basement with me. And I didn't know. So I turned around and I went to say her name. And there was nobody there. And I was like, what the hell? So.
And you weren't recording anymore?
No. Of course not. So I peeked back because the stairs kind of take a, they're like a 90. Mm-hmm. You go up and then you turn right. Mm-hmm. I walked back down and I looked and I made sure there was nobody there. And I thought maybe it was the creaking of the stairs that I heard. I walked them four times. They don't make a sound. I was like, what the hell? Now I will say.
So you're a believer now?
Yeah. It was, I got chill. I got to get chills just
Nick,
talking
are you
about
sure?
it.
I'm done with this story. I just want to go to break.
It was so creepy.
I think Barry went up the stairs and we heard, Barry's not black.
No. I'm telling you, it just sounded like,
Barry's not black.
No. It was so creepy, man. It was, and then I tried to tell them, they were like, man, you're just saying that. Because I was like, I'm telling you. And I was so mad that I wasn't recording.
Yeah, you had nobody around you.
And that's usually how it happens, right?
I don't know.
But I
can
I
ask
mean,
my wife.
I'll swear on my grandmother's grave. I'll swear anything. Exactly what I just told you is exactly what happened. On anything. It was the creepiest. And remember, we've talked about having weird stuff happen at my house. And man, it was freaky. It was really freaky. So if you're ever in Portland, go to Harvey's. Ask for
no,
a tour of the basement.
Definitely not doing that. There was enough Portland left for you to explore. You didn't have to go there.
Well, I mean, I might as well. I was in the building.
Okay.
Do the Vincent Price right about now.
It was creepy.
All right. We're just getting started. We're all here, so why aren't you? And if you are, we appreciate you. 713-780-3776, HRP listener line. Call and text or hit us on Twitter where it's at Barry is funny. At Pac-Man Joel with a K. No? At the producer Nick. The usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on the Usual Suspects on a Tuesday. Yes, we know tomorrow's the Way Back Wednesday, and at some point before the start of the show tomorrow, we'll figure it out. If you have suggestions, as always, you're welcome to throw them our way, and we will deal with them accordingly as we continue to try and prepare for Wednesday. But we are on a Tuesday right now. Barry's back in studio after the long and winding road has brought him back from the Rose City. Nick in his normal chair, and I am here as well. You mentioned the ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is a firm believer.
Mm-hmm.
But she believes that Taylor, our daughter, is the carrier or the reason. Taylor, before she went to California to visit grandma and grandpa a month ago, and just every so often, would like, Lisa was adamant. She was staring into a corner or she was looking at a wall. She wasn't looking like outwardly towards the front door, back door, or an open area. And she would say, do you see it, mommy? Do you see the ghost? Weird. And it freaked Lisa the hell out. She was like, and I'm like, Lisa, I mean, you don't know if it's bad, if it's good. And she's going over like who it could be. Like, you know, is it my mom who's passed? Is it her sister? Is it all these different things? Well, so then Taylor goes to California and Lisa's mom calls one night and goes, do you know that Taylor's running around the house asking me if I saw the ghost that was out by the pool? And then I'm like, oh, my God, please don't. Because now this is a bigger deal. Now, since she's been back, she said it twice. I go, do you realize when she says it, she's looking at her iPad, which has Vampirina on it? Yeah. Nope, that's not it. Nope.
I kind of feel like you're right. Like, I feel like if she's watching that stuff, she's probably, you know,
they did a whole lot of, while she was in California, got the Halloween costumes for all the kids. I'm like, come on. Seriously, stop doing this to yourself and stop doing it to me because it's driving me nuts. And she's like, nope, I go, if you think that I'm going to come home one night after work and there's going to be like Linda Blair in my living room doing an exorcism or something, I'm not doing it. She's freaked the hell out by that.
By the way, I looked it up because I said I would. My flight round trip to Portland and back was $60.
That is incredible.
$60.
You could have gotten housing for that same.
If I didn't have to check a bag. So my total flight was $181. The flight, airfare was $60.46. Checked bag one way is $25. So I had to pay $50 to check a bag for a $60 flight. Airport taxes and carrier fees, $70.94.
That's a fantastic deal.
If I would have just, like, if I could have just taken my backpack and, you know, been like, all right, well, I'm going to wear this all week, my flight would have been like $130 round trip to Portland. That's crazy,
That's
man.
Cheap.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Because I used to have to fly back there because I had, you know, best friends and good friends and other people back there. And you could never get anything less than about $450 to $550.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a deal.
Yep. It's cheap, man. Of course, you get what you pay for, but, you know.
Still.
What did John Parker call me? A fledgling comedian? A failing comedian?
You know he texted yesterday to apologize and try to clear it up. Yeah.
Boy, he pissed me off when he said that.
Well, we could tell when he started the tweet with F you.
Yeah, I could never tell. I was going to say, your response didn't, at least you kept your hand close to the vest, because, man, look, did you let it
I'm
go.
I'm all for playing, man. Don't talk about my career like that. I'm actually doing pretty well for a guy that's only been doing it 5 years. Don't start talking mess and trying to, you know. I mean, some people, like, I feel like some people think they know you well enough to be able to take shots at you like that. It's like, you don't know me that
That's exactly what that was. He genuinely thought it was just a joke, but yeah, he didn't realize it.
I should have known, but it just rubbed me the wrong way.
Of course.
I was just like, man.
But that's what this show does, and we love our listeners.
Do I indeed.
But the attachment.
I do.
Like, when we're doing shows every day, people start to really, after a while, feel like we're talking to them. And they really know us. And then they start doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then they start telling us what we should do for Way Back Wednesdays. And then they start telling us what segments we should roll into.
That I mind. Yeah.
And what videos we should play.
Well, we'll have some folks that'll text Nick and DM you and tell us what to do on the show next. And I'm glad that they're into it. But there's a, you know, I don't know. For me, that stuff doesn't bother me as much as when people think they they'll take certain shots. Like when Steelers fan Juan was talking about my wife.
Yeah, we didn't even give him an opportunity. Yeah. All he said was Barry's wife, and like, I cut him off.
Yeah, it's like,
there's certain things that are off limits.
Yeah. But it's all good. So, a couple of texts to get out of the way. somebody said, we know that Barry is definitely not black because if we hear something, we're not going back to explore it. That was from Coach Flea talking about the basement, which is funny because somebody else texted and said, if anyone was unsure if Barry was white, that story just cleared it up. Only a white person would hear a voice coming from an empty haunted basement.
I was going to say that, but I'm glad someone else said it.
See what it was. That's Duke from NOLA.
That's the old Eddie Murphy deal. Like when in Poltergeist, when you hear, get out, you don't stop and go back and around.
And ask
you're
why.
Already gone. Yeah, you're forget it.
I've always been interested in that stuff. So I was like, man, and you know what's so funny? As I was literally doing all the stuff I saw on like Ghost Hunters, because they're always like, you have to go back and debunk it. So when you see something or hear something, that's why I was like walking up and down the stairs four times. Cause I was like, oh, it had to have been the stairs creaking. That's what it was. And I was like, look, and it's weird because it actually, when I thought about it, it didn't come from behind me. It came from the wall. And there was just this wall next to me.
He really believes what he's saying. If you're looking at the video stream,
I'm not a very religious.
He's being genuine.
I'm watching his facial expressions to see, and you're right. He is dead set on this being true.
I know what I heard. I'm telling you, I heard a woman whisper something inaudible. It was just that fast, that loud, in this ear from a wall right here on the stairs. And my first reaction was to just go, like, because I thought Crystal was behind me. It was the weirdest thing.
Barry's
man.
Going
it was
back.
So
he's
cool.
Gonna have the jumpsuit with with the big like Ghostbusters tools.
I'm gonna have those infrared. You know how they do late at night on Ghost Hunters. Yeah, it was pretty dope.
But
I ain't gonna
Ghost
lie.
Hunters, like, do they actually like? Do they capture a
ghost?
Yeah,
I need to get an EMF reader.
Like, what do they do? Like, how? I've never seen that show.
Oh, you've never watched Ghost Hunters?
No. Like, do they like capture the ghost and they get rid of it, or is it just called Ghost Hunters?
So they'll set up all this, like, they'll set up thermal imaging, they'll set up EMF readers, electromagnetic field readers, and all these different things, right? And then they'll start getting hits on this stuff. They'll do recordings, which is, I haven't watched the video and listened to it yet, but a lot of times what'll happen is they'll be recording and talking to each other, be like, hello, is there anyone here? They don't hear anything. When you play it back, you hear something. You can hear someone talking on a recording. So I'm kind of interested to see.
So really they just document. They don't really get rid of the ghost.
No. You have to. No, they don't get rid of it. Not that I know of, not on the show. I don't know if they, but they'll try to determine whether it's like an angry entity or just like a, you know, they'll have something called a residual haunt, which is just, it does the same thing over and over. It's just because it was there.
But do they have like the seismic thing or whatever, you know, they carry it around and it shows like paranormal activity.
That's the EMF reader.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they carry that around?
Yeah. They'll have that. They'll have this thing where they'll set it on the table and it'll only light up if the magnetic field around it will change. And so they'll be like, if there's someone in the room, can you walk over to that device and touch it? And it'll light up and no one's near it.
Man, you're really into this stuff.
It's creepy. No, it's great. Like, and I'm not a skeptic, but I'm like, it's kind of like with religion for me. I'm not atheist. What's the damn word where it's like, prove it, right? So that's kind of
like
how,
with science, you mean?
Yeah. I forget. Agnostic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like, I don't necessarily believe in ghosts, but if you show me proof and it's legitimate, you could sway my opinion. So watching that show, you see some stuff where you're like, man, I don't know if they're faking it or not, but that was creepy.
I watched that first Paranormal Activity movie, and I never watched any of that stuff ever again.
But those are fake. You got to watch them. I bet Ghost Hunters is on Netflix. Watch Ghost Hunters on Netflix.
Blair Witch was fake, too.
Yes, totally. Absolutely. Totally fake. But Ghost Hunters, not fake. Now, the ones where the dudes are dressed up like bros, they got like Affliction shirts on, and they're like, oh, you want to touch somebody and scratch them on the back? Come scratch me on the back. Totally fake.
No.
And here's why. Because I have a buddy that worked their camera crew.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not going to say
See,
who.
But that's the same thing I told you when I broke your bubble and said that Cheaters was fake.
Yeah, that sucked.
Because I knew someone on that crew.
But I had a guy that, a friend of mine that had worked a camera crew while they were in town. He said, first of all, those dudes are always like, bro, what's up, ghost? You want to push people? Come push me. That they planned, all that was staged, that they would, and they were just, yeah. It was fake. But Ghost Hunters, not fake. So you have to check that out. Eric, we see you. We're going to get to your call after the break, I promise. Hey, did you happen to go, Nick, Thursday while I was out? Did you go to Vortex?
No, I didn't go.
Fat chance.
Yeah,
I really do want to go back again.
Literally fat chance.
Their grand opening is happening soon.
It's going down, man. What's today? Today's Tuesday, Taco Tuesday out at Vortex. You're not going to get tacos every day. Before the grand opening, they're having it sponsored by Jen's Gourmet Tacos. They're going to have Topo Chico out there. You get your workout in. And, man, the workouts are so good that you could literally afford to eat a taco and not gain any weight because you're burning so many calories and getting in such a great workout at Vortex. It's Houston's newest and only multi-sensory indoor cycling and boxing studio. So check it out. They've got rumble classes. They've got spin classes. It's a 45-minute workout, but, man, it is a great workout. And they've got specials going on right now for their grand opening, and they're going to have things going on every day. Like, tomorrow is Wine Down Wednesday, W-I-N-E, huh? They've got wine, I think it's Texas Decant Winery is sponsoring tomorrow. They'll have a brewery sponsoring Thirsty Thursday. So all kinds of stuff going down. Get out there and check it out, 1707 West Gray. And also take advantage of some of the specials they have going on that you can sign up for out there at Vortex, because the classes are already pretty inexpensive. $25 for a rumble or a ride class. You can get this $40 unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week to try it all out. And then if you do want a membership, you can get a rumble or a ride membership for just $195 a month. The classrooms are great. The workout rooms are outstanding. The trainers are amazing. And Nick can attest to that, man. When you're out there and you need that motivation, these guys really motivate you. It's what I love about it, man. You feel like quitting and they won't let you quit. They're going to get you in shape. And as I've always mentioned, guys, the scenery, really smart. We'll just leave it at that, all right? 1707 West Gray is where they're located. Grand opening week. Get out there, check it out. For more information, to sign up for classes, go to vortextexas.com. That's vortextexas.com.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. First hour of the show. Always great to have everyone back in studio. If you missed any of the first half hour, Barry's back, and we are all happy about that, although he's not exactly all there. Did you get coffee yet?
No, I need to go do that.
Yeah, let's go do that. Nick made some coffee. Go make sure you sample it before it gets out of hand.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'll do that next break.
So we were talking a little Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I'm sorry, By the way, got us off track on that.
My daughter watches a lot of those shows, too.
Oh, does she?
It's called Vampirina.
And somebody,
because on Vampirina they got Ghostbusters.
Jesse in Spring said, "I agree with Joel. My 1-year-old always says there's a cuckoo in her room, but that's after watching Vampirina."
Yep.
So, see, I think you're onto something there. I think Lisa might be overreacting.
I'm gonna tell you something. If I get some dudes with backpacks in my living room or Linda Blair's head spinning around on my couch because Lisa thinks that there's something we got to do, I'm gonna be really pissed off. It's ridiculous. But my wife loves to spend money on stupid stuff. So I guarantee you, just as easy as when we go down one aisle of the grocery store and they have those stupid things hanging there so they can entice people that, like, it's like fishing. Like, oh, got one. She'd do the same thing with
Ghostbusters. By the way, you know Linda Blair was the one that was possessed.
I don't care. It just makes it funnier.
Does it?
Because people know what I'm talking about. Look, according to John Parker, if you would get your crap straight, you would understand.
Of course, he brings that up.
You would understand what's really funny around here.
That's my bad.
Good Lord!
I don't know what I was thinking. That's my fault.
I mean,
somebody said me and my wife were having sex in the room. We both heard my name clear as day. We stopped thinking it was my mom. I don't know what that means. Oh, they stopped having sex, thinking that it was their mom. We looked around; the doors were locked. Nobody was in the house. I told you that happened with Nora and I. We were sound asleep, and both of us heard someone scream, like go, "Hey!" like real loud. Both of us sat up in bed and looked at each other. And I was like, "Did you just hear that?" And she goes, "Yeah." And we have an alarm, so the alarm was on. No one was in the house. We both heard the same scream. Super creepy. Super creepy.
Again, this is the kind of stuff I've told you guys these stories about, like,
we've gone through all of them. Yeah.
And the boombox playing the song and all this stuff. So that's what's gotten my wife to be like over the top believer, and I'm just not there.
Yeah.
That, by the way, was me understanding your cue. You don't want to hear him again, so I get it.
I'm just saying, like,
no, it's fine. I get it. Because yours is, because Barry is funny. I get it. It's fine. You want to get to Eric? What do you want to talk football? He wants to talk football. You got anything more you want to get to?
No, Eric, right. What's up?
Eric, what's up?
Hey, guys, I just want to know your thoughts on the trade for Cooper. I think it was a good deal. And about the ghost hunters.
For who, Eric?
For our first-round draft pick.
Yeah, but which team do you think it was a good deal for the Cowboys?
You think it was a good deal for the Cowboys?
Yes, it was a good deal for the Cowboys.
Okay.
A one?
Yeah, I mean, well, if you look at it, what wide receiver were they going to pick in the first round? There's not that many good receivers coming out next year.
We put Lance on hold. Needed. We can get there. But, there's, you know, the thing is for as much as he was ballyhooed coming out of Alabama, you've got to label him a disappointment after a good rookie season. You got to wonder, because Gruden is so desperate to get his own people in there, that did you give too much? If you held out a couple more days, he might have gone back and taken a second. You don't know.
What else, Eric?
A change of scenery will do him good. And also on Ghost Hunters. Yeah, I don't feel that show, because they never show any ghosts or anything. It's nothing but thermal imaging. I'll get y'all thoughts on that. Have a good day.
Thanks, man. Yeah, they do show ghosts. You gotta watch. If you only watch one every, you know, whatever. I'm looking up. Amari Cooper was 51st in the NFL last year in receiving yards.
Yeah, so I'm saying after his rookie year, he just fell off the planet.
It was a situation where he's worth what someone's willing to pay because there was another team that offered the Raiders, I believe, a second round draft pick. I forget which team, and they offered a second round draft pick, and Gruden said no, or at least someone in the Raiders organization said no. So, and then the Cowboys were willing to give up a first round pick, so now Amari Cooper is worth a first round
pick. So to answer his question, I feel like the Cowboys overpaid.
I agree.
For a guy I don't know that he's necessarily a one. Maybe in that offense he'll be a one, but that's what they thought Cole Beasley was going to be. And it also makes you question, what the hell were they thinking to begin with, thinking they could have an offense and establish Cole Beasley as a one? You knew what he was. You knew exactly what. He's a slot receiver. He's a possession receiver. He's not a one.
No.
He's just not a one.
Not even close.
So desperate times call for desperate measures, and I think it was a bit desperate to give up a one to get a guy that is a borderline one, playing more like a two or a three. Now you're just reaching.
Here's the thing, and at that position, it is so hit and miss in the NFL when you're talking about top first round draft picks panning out. And Cordarrelle Patterson is one of the ones that comes to mind. And yes, he got a punt return for the Patriots last weekend, but you know, the whole time, and the Vikings are like the kings of taking the receivers that are going to be the end all be all, that's going to change the entire landscape for them, with receivers that completely fail miserably. They luckily found, as a free agent, Adam Thielen.
Yeah.
And they hit the jackpot on Stephon Diggs. But other than that, when you look at what they've done, and you look at a lot of receivers across the league, that even if they were great in college, there's just way too many guys that are supposed to be big time and game changers when they get to the NFL. And Laquan Treadwell is another one that the Vikings took in the first round just two or three years ago. He can't catch.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a tough position to get right. So you'll see. And Alabama has so much talent, and a lot of times guys are so open because they can expose so many things with all the talent they have on their roster that you just don't know.
So this will give you an idea of what he's done. His 100-yard receiving games, the number of 100-yard receiving games he's had, his first season in the NFL, he had 5 100-yard receiving games, and he played in all 16 games, all right? Then he went down to 4 in 2016 for the season. Then 2 in 2017, and he's got 2 this year. So this isn't, I mean, he's not, he's, if I'm guessing if I pulled up pick a one and I pull it up, I'm guessing the number of 100-yard receiving games that they're going to have is going to probably all of his combined in one season.
I mean, think about it. Even when he had Crabtree on the other side, the fact of the matter is, and you have a guy that made the Pro Bowl as a quarterback in Derek Carr when they were getting going and when they had their good years. And to hear those kind of stats, think about what Minnesota does with 2 A1 receivers, mm-hmm. Wide receiver ones. Think about Green Bay with 3 guys and a lot with Cobb and Geronimo Allison, as well as Devontae Adams. They get theirs, right? Yep. If you're good enough, you're going to get theirs. I mean, you don't have. You look across the league and say, look, if you've got the talent and you're open, look at Atlanta for the years of having Sanu and Jones. They both get theirs.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was a bit desperate. I mean, I don't even know who is a free agent next year as far as wide receivers go, but there's always that option. There's always the draft, but I don't know.
Well, the good news if you're a Raiders
fan. I would have given up a third or a fourth round pick for Amari Cooper.
I would have considered a second based on the situation the Dallas Cowboys are in. Okay. And how much they need.
Fair enough.
But I don't know that I'd have gone all the way to. You know what? Don't go with your best offer first. You know, throw a two out until they say no.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. And the thing is if you're a Raiders fan, are you happy with Gruden doing all this and hitting the restart? Because if you go back and look, and I told someone this last night on Twitter, but go back and look at Jack Del Rio. He wasn't bad. He had the team on the cusp of the playoffs.
When do they move, though?
In 2 years. That's right. Exactly right. They're setting the table to be young and exciting. They're going to be the Rams in 2 years.
Not only that, but why are you worried about pissing off a fan base that's not going to, you're not going to be in front of anymore? They're not going to be in Oakland
because they're
still
within driving distance.
They're not counting on that. They're going to count on the people in and around, immediately in and around Vegas. So they're not worried about pissing people off. I'm sure that's how they're looking at it. I'm almost positive.
No, I think you're right. And in Vegas, you don't have to worry about a loyal fan base in the city because
there's going to be tourists.
The Visitors Bureau are going to be there every week.
Yep.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. If you want to reach the show, we see calls coming in. HRNP listener line 713-780-3776, where you can call, you can text, you can also hit us on Twitter. I can tell you right now, if you're talking about people that are going to be there for you, it's the people at Gallery Furniture. If you're looking for furniture for any room in your house and you've been looking at other places and you know that you're hearing about furniture you're not going to be able to get for 2 to 3 weeks, maybe longer than that, you know that the furniture you get, you may have to put it together, or if you buy it, I mean, by the time you get it there, it may last a year or two. You're not going to have those issues with Gallery Furniture. Mattress Mack and his staff do a fantastic job of making sure that all their furniture is solid wood, American made, built to last a long time. And it's going to be for every room in your house. They use only the big name brands that are going to be the people that have the backing behind their furniture, with warranties, with guarantees, with the fact that when you buy it, it's going to last and it's probably going to last for generations. Brands like Stickley for leather and upholstered furniture, Tempur-Pedic in the bedroom, as well as Stearns and Foster. They do it the right way so that you don't have to spend and waste so much time looking around the rest of the city. They have three locations to better serve you. It's Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. It's the Galleria area. And of course, it's I-45 North exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Regardless of which one of the three locations you choose, you get the same customer service and the same great things they say in all their commercials. That means you buy today, you get it tonight. Within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase time, the delivery people are going to be at your door. There's no back order slips. What you see is what you get, and you're going to get it the same day. You're not going to have to wait for your furniture. And more so than anything else, the number one thing that Mac tells you that is a fact upon facts that he makes sure is something that all of his people guarantee and enforce, and that is Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, hour number one, three-hour show. We love to have you a part of it. Thanks for taking us along for the ride on your busy Tuesday in the world of H-Town. And, of course, we never want to forget the Golden Triangle because you guys are great to us. And speaking Luke's Ice House, we're going to be heading there Friday.
Nice!
So we're going to see our peeps.
Come
we had
out.
To postpone the last one because of the Astros playoff run, but there'll be no more postponement. We are going to be there. You should be there, too. Luke's Ice House for the show Friday as Barry and I will trudge to the Big B.
B-Town.
The conversations of B-Town.
I'm excited, man. I like going out there and seeing the peeps.
Always a good time.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Philpott said he had a buddy who was on the camera crew for Drugs, Inc. and that said that show was as real as it gets because we're talking about shows that were real. Have you watched Drugs, Inc.?
No.
Man, legit good.
Ask me again of any show, and you know the answer.
Oh, that's right. I forget.
Well, shout out to the Potter, though. I miss the Potter. Good dude.
Yeah, man.
Speaking of that, I'm going to have to...
Speaking of what?
Speaking of good dudes, Clarence is on hold.
Uh-huh.
After yesterday's shenanigans, I know that there is a station in town that simulcasts in the New Orleans area, but these calls, no one wants these Saints updates, but I will before I take Clarence on the line.
At least this one's relevant.
Yes. Give everybody breaking news. The Saints have made a trade with the New York Football Giants to acquire another underachieving member of a draft class of a few years ago that's been a problem child for the G-men. Eli Apple is now going to the New Orleans Saints for a fifth,
fourth and a seventh
fourth
round
and
pick.
A seventh. Okay. So let's hope the problem child can straighten it out down on Bourbon Street. Clarence, what's up?
Did anybody see him get torched last night?
Yes.
Repeatedly?
Several times.
So he's gonna be the answer to your secondary woes, and he's going to come in, turn the corner, a 180. He's going to be great, all pro.
Well, I'm trying to weigh between him and Ken Crawley and P.J. Williams. I don't know, because we still haven't found someone opposite Marshawn Lattimore, and I'm still wondering about that.
Dude.
And I don't know if Eli Apple was the correct pick, considering that Patrick Peterson requested a trade.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It makes me wonder, first of all, was the asking price too high for Peterson, or were the Cardinals just not willing to play?
So the Saints only have $2 million in cap space this year, so they would have had to do some finagling. But Brian McFadden, who is the cousin of Patrick Peterson, came out and said the number one best destination for his cousin would be the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, that's why it was very shocking. Not to mention the fact that I don't think Eli Apple is terrible. I think he's above average. He looked bad last night. He's not doing much with his opportunities. In 3 years, he has one interception. That's just not going to get it done, man. And I will say this though, they didn't overpay. They didn't overpay like Dallas did, a fourth and a
True,
seventh.
Absolutely right.
I don't think you worry about giving
That's
up a seventh
chance
round
you're
pick.
Willing to take.
You essentially gave up a fourth round pick for a guy that maybe a change of scenery does him some good.
Yeah, based on potential move that you hope can pan out in your favor.
If he lives up to his potential, he could be good.
Yeah, I'm not
saying
the apple
fell above average
right tree.
Now. Oh, boy.
But I'm saying that he's fallen and his career has fallen and he can't get up. That's what I'm saying. Because Eli Apple has been awful in the NFL. Period.
Yeah, Giants had two terrible Elis on the field last night.
Yeah, well, you know, and he actually looked better than he has. Because the one that he's going to get blamed for, because everybody's questioning the move to go for two. But
that was the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
But the throw hits OBJ in both hands.
No.
It's not a great throw, but it absolutely hits him in both hands.
There's nothing
it's just
you
a
could.
Dumb move.
It was a stupid, stupid call. And then when they're down there going for two at the end of the game, you're like, well, you dumbass, if you had kicked the field goal, you could have kicked this field goal and you would be 3 points down. You wouldn't have to worry about it. And not to mention the fact that watching the Giants try to punch it in from 1 yard, I was having flashbacks to the Texans, but at least they tried to sneak it. And maybe that's why Bill O'Brien didn't. Maybe that's why he did what he did. Because if you watch last night, they get down to the 1 yard line with 40 seconds left. And rather than spike the ball and set up a play, they hurry to the line. They try to sneak it over. Eli gets stuffed. They back up. They get the ball. They reset. They try it again. He gets stuffed again.
Yeah.
Then
and
they
you're
back up.
And so much time.
40 seconds goes off the clock trying to run those two plays without getting in. Now you're done. Finally, Saquon Barkley crosses the goal line with 5 seconds left. They go for two. I'm like, why are you going for two? What's going to happen?
Yeah.
What? Because if you onside kick it and recover it, you don't have to. You have time for a Hail Mary, so you don't need the two anyways.
Just, and here's the thing. The
decision-making last night was garbage for the Giants.
The NFL, I don't want to say overthought this, but the whole kickoff thing has taken the ability to get an onside kick and lowered the percentages even further.
Because of the
Because with no
stand,
running
the stand
start,
on 1 yard line,
yeah, there's no way that guys on the kicking team are going to cover enough ground to try and recover the football unless you get someone with butterfingers that completely
they
just
need to move it into like 7 yards or 5 yards to make it more competitive.
Either that or the kickers just need to do target practice and just wind up and take the hardest shot you can at some doofus on the
just
front
bounce
and hope
off
it
his
hits
face.
Off of him. Yeah.
I think it would be great if they made it like 5 yards because then more and more people would go for onside kicks. And now there's that risk reward where if you don't get it.
Because here's the thing. They were already getting plenty of touchbacks with the running start. Most kicks weren't returned unless, you know, people, coaching staffs thought part of their game plan was get our kicker to get it to land about the one and make them try and run it out. But even still, they've greatly achieved what they wanted to achieve, was less, you know, CTE possibilities and concussions and head injuries.
Yeah.
But to take the running start away just completely kiboshes any chance late in the game for a team to recover an onside kick.
Yeah, I agree. Josefina Gonzalez on Twitter said, hey, guys, just tuned in, so if I missed it, I'll hit the podcast. But with the Saints trading, along with all the other trades occurring and the deadlines next week, do you think the Texans try to make any moves? I don't. I don't think that they try to make any moves right now. No.
Look, when you say try,
I think one of the moves that they're going to, if they get Deontay Foreman back, that's a move for them, is getting some depth at running back.
Good thing that Adrian Peterson thing didn't happen that I was suggesting before the season started.
I just don't see the Texans trying to make a splash. So I'm kind of with Barry. I don't think they're going to make anything significant.
Man, you can't give away any more first, second, or third round picks.
No, yeah.
You've got to have some draft picks this year.
Yeah, you can't be giving away picks.
Unless you're going after a bona fide stud at left tackle and they want a first-round pick, then you can do that, because then you don't have to watch a kid mature. I don't think that they do anything. I don't think they're in a position to right now.
And
they have money, don't get me wrong, but I don't think that it makes sense for them right now.
And here's the thing. For as much as we're contemplating who got the best of the deal, and we think that the Cowboys gave too much, that the Raiders got the best of that deal, if you think that Amari Cooper was or was not worth a one, regardless of that, Patrick Peterson's one of the top three or four corners in this entire league. You know what he's going to be asking for? I mean, what they're going to be asking for, if indeed, because their head coach says he hasn't heard it from Patrick Peterson, he's not on the market and he won't go anywhere. But if he wants to go, he's so good. One is just... A first-round pick isn't even going to open the conversation with the Cardinals.
Yeah, it's going to be expensive to get him. That is for sure. Kareem Jackson's playing pretty well. Jonathan Joseph is playing pretty well.
Yes, you're right.
If I'm the Texans, I'm not looking at that. If I'm looking to make a trade, it's one position, left tackle.
Well, I would say offensive line.
But I'm trying to shore up my left tackle if I'm going to be giving away more draft picks again. So I don't think that there's anybody right now. No teams are clamoring to get rid of good left tackles. That just doesn't happen.
Yeah, and
so I just don't.
The teams that are out of it don't have the kind of left tackle you want anyway. Yeah. When you look at if you're a Texans fan and you know that you have to accept you have offensive line problems, even though you thought you got better in the offseason, thank God you didn't get Nate Solder, because he is garbage.
He hasn't
hot,
been
well. Steamy, stinking garbage in 100-degree heat. So you lucked out there on that one. But at the same time, you better make damn sure, if you are going to acquire a veteran, especially if you got to pay that veteran, that you know he's still got a little left of the tank.
I would agree. Totally agree.
Because the Giants got rid of Flowers, who they botched on as a high draft pick, and they signed Solder, and he's not any better than Flowers.
And you know, I was looking, who is the Raiders' left tackle? I'll look it up. We got to get to break. Okay. I'll look it up at the break. That's right now, man. Raiders are just having a sell-off. You might be able to pluck because they've got a decent offensive line over there. Might be able to pluck somebody from them. But speaking of decent, man, getting in decent shape is not easy. Getting in great shape is really difficult, but not at Vortex. Because Vortex has the classes that you need to burn the calories and get in shape. Think about this for a minute. I was telling Nick this when we were at the boxing class last week. Outside of the heavyweight division, you ever seen like a fat boxer? Most boxers are really in shape. It's because of the kind of workout it is. And when we were there, the guy that does the classes, Trey, was telling us about the fact that he said most like Victoria's Secret models will go do boxing because it gets them in phenomenal shape. It gets their body to where they want to be. That cardio just shreds the pounds off of you. That's why you need to get out to Vortex. It's their grand opening celebration week this week, all week long through October 28th. They've got something going on every day. Incredible promotions for their Ride and Rumble classes. They've got food and drinks afterwards and some fun stuff to do. Today's Taco Tuesday. Tomorrow is Wine Down Wednesday. That's W-I-N-E. Thirsty Thursday, they're going to have a brewery sponsoring that. Freaky Friday, Sweet Down Saturday. And then On Sunday, I like this because they've got Pink Sunday, which is in support of women's cancer awareness. They'll donate $5 for every ride to the Rose, which provides quality breast cancer health care. So you can get in on that as well and get in shape and make a difference at the same time. And look, they've got incredible raffles going on. So you can win stuff. You can get stuff from Boost Pilates, Method Pilates, Bioga, Athleta, Carbon 38. All this stuff is available, man. All going on this week. Not only that, man, this staff out there is amazing. They are the nicest people. And when you work out and you're out there busting your ass and you're trying to get in shape, you want somebody that's going to have your best interest in mind. And the folks at Vortex are like that. And they're going to get you motivated. They're going to keep you motivated and get you in shape. Go check it out. They've got amazing classes morning and afternoon. I'm going to be there Thursday. Nick and I are probably going to go do the boxing class along with Jordan. You can come join us if you want to. We'll be there at 5:30. Just show up at 1707 West Gray. Get online. Go ahead now. You can get the class $25 and try it out, or get that $40 unlimited sample week where you can come in and work out as much as you want to see if you want to sign up. And if you do sign up, it's only $195 for an unlimited ride or Rumble membership per month. For more information, go to vortextexas.com. You can reserve that boxing class for Thursday. Come work out with us. vortextexas.com.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. KFNC.
On Bellevue, Houston.
A Gao Media Station. ESPN 97.5.